She rode back into his life when he least expected it. Shades took a hit off his cigarette and looked up from the fire burning in the barrel in the backyard of the Evil Dead clubhouse. The Birmingham chapter had just lost its VP, and brothers were descending from all over the country for the funeral. Two bikes rode in through the back gate. Shades had to blink into the setting sun to be sure his eyes weren't deceiving him. Holy shit. Skylar. He hadn't seen her in years, and now here she was, the love of his life, riding back into his life, on the back of a brother's bike. Hell.
Earlier that day, Skylar drove through downtown Birmingham. It had been years since she'd been back home. She got off on 20th Street and drove her little silver Miata through Five Points South. She had the top down and the wind blew through her long dark hair. Stopping at the light, Skylar looked around her hometown. The place was the same, but the businesses had all changed. The fountain was still standing center stage on one corner, still attracting the hippie homeless types. A couple of musicians were set up playing, a guitar case taking tips. The restaurant on the corner with the outdoor courtyard had now become a microbrewery. The music hall, where she'd snuck out to see her first concert, was now a pool hall. Following the direction she'd been given, she turned left onto a side street and parked half a block down. Climbing out of her car, she pushed her sunglasses up on her head and looked up at the storefront window. Lily pad was painted across in block letters. The trademark statue of a frog sat center stage in the window. Smiling, she moved up onto the sidewalk and headed inside. A bell tinkled over the door as she entered the shop. Skylar glanced around. Her best friend may have moved locations, but this place suited her. The floors were wood, the walls brick. Pottery, sculptures, and assorted art pieces filled the place. Recessed lighting from the ceiling spotlighted different pieces haphazardly arranged on upturned wooden crates. Brightly colored scatter rugs lay throughout. The smell of incense permeated the place. Skylar had to grin, though, knowing what it probably was an attempt to cover up. She strolled toward the back, her heels clicking on the wooden floor. She was halfway to the back when she spotted her. Her best friend, all through high school, and the closest friend she'd ever had. So close, she felt more like a sister than a friend. Although her back was to Skylar, she'd know the shape of her body anywhere, her thin shoulders and arms sticking out of the faded denim overalls she wore. A tube top, all she had on underneath. Her feet, as usual, were bare. Her hair? Now, that was new. Her beautiful long golden brown hair now hung in long dreadlocks to her waist. The top of her head was covered in a blue bandana tied atop her head, the little triangle points falling in the back. Hey, girlfriend! Skylar watched as she turned, her face lighting up with happiness. Skylar! She yelled and launched into her arms, hugging her like an idiot. You're here! Skylar hugged her back tight. Letty, it's been so long. I've missed you. Letty pulled back and whacked her playfully on the arm. Then why did you stay gone so long, dumbass? Both women burst out laughing.
Who's a dumbass?
Skylar turned to see a big man standing in the doorway to the back room. Now the dreadlocks made sense. The big muscled man had his own long dark dreads hanging to his waist. They were tied back in some semblance of a ponytail, as thick around as Skylar's arm. His skin was a smooth mocha brown. Letty turned to look over her shoulder at the man. Relax, Ace. Come meet my best friend.